welcome to our weekly Wānoa Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Saturday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Some of the top hits of 1955 include I Hear You Knocking by Gail Storm, Lisbon and Tegua by Nelson Riddle, and Lou Bush with Zambezi. Here's Rosemary Clooney with her novelty number, Where Will the Dimple Be, with Buddy Cole and his orchestra from February.
Where will it be?
On the baby's knuckle or the baby's knee, where will the baby's dimple be? Baby's cheek or baby's chin, seems to me it'll be a sin if it's always covered by the safety pin. Where will the dimple be? Stay at home, my love and me alone, making wishes over dishes in the sink. Will our bundle full of joy be a darling girl or boy? Will the booties be a baby blue or pink? Oh, on the baby's knuckle or the baby's knee, where will the baby's dimple be? Baby's cheek or baby's chin, seems to me it'll be a sin if it's always covered by the safety pin. Where will the dimple be? Now I wake up every night with such an appetite, eat a chocolate pie topped off with sauerkraut. Then I put some records on, munch on crackers until dawn, and just sit around all night and try to guess.
Seems to me it'll be a sin if it's always covered by a safety pin.
Where will the dimple be?
Where will it be?
While I play the clinging mine, I watch that love of mine building cradles while I'm pecking at his cheek. Not just one, but two or three twins run in my family, and my cousin Jane had triplets just last week. Oh, on the baby's knuckles, on the baby's knees, where will the baby's dimples be? Baby's cheeks or baby's chin, seems to me it'll be a sin if they're always covered by a safety pin.
Safety, safety, safety pin.
Where will the dimples, where will the dimples?
Where will the dimples
be?
I ain't gonna play.
course, Philadelphia singer Bobby Rydell with his cameo top-ranked single We Got Love, reaching number 6 on Billboard from October 1959. And first up, Little Eva, born Eva Narcissus Boyd from Belhaven, North Carolina, with her Second Dimension London single Keep Your Hands Off My Baby, reaching number 12 on Billboard from November 1962. Let's have another song comparison from Dinah Shore with her classic Buttons and Bows, with her Happy Valley Boys featured in the film Paleface, a number one hit from September 1948, followed by Yao Li's Chinese version with orchestra from the same year. Yao is currently residing in Shanghai, China, and now approaching 95. And the hits just keep on coming.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes, and I'll stand out in buttons and bows. You in buckskin and skirts that I've homespun, but I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's bamboos where gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Silks and satins and linens that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Silks and satins and linens that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Give me eastern trimming where women are women, and high silk hose and peekaboo clothes, and French perfume that rocks the room, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows.
Oh.
the Andrews Sisters to continue with their forgotten single Underneath the Arches with Vic Schoen and his orchestra, a number 10 hit on Billboard from February 1948, followed by Shelby Flint with her valiant single Angel on My Shoulder, charting at number 22 on Billboard from February 1961. It was also covered by Jerry Wallace, his version from December 1960.
Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on cobblestones I lay. Every night you'll find me tired out and worn, happy when the daylight comes creeping, sleeping when it's raining and sleeping when it's fine. Trains rattling by above, pavement is my pillow, no matter where I stray. Underneath the arches I dream my dreams away.
Underneath the arches,
underneath the arches,
I dream my dreams away,
I dream away.
Underneath the arches,
underneath the arches,
ooh,
every night you'll find me tired out and worn,
ooh,
happy when the daylight comes creeping.
Find the boy to love me true, and I'm gonna love him too.
Billy Vaughan begins the musical interlude with his unreleased track Bells Along the Rhine, recorded in December 1956. It was intended to be released on Dot 15637 in September 1957, but was cancelled. Followed by UK instrumental group The Shadows with Geronimo, with Norrie Paramore and his orchestra reaching number 11 on the UK charts in December 1963. Tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Broadcasting every Saturday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities. This week spanning from the late 30s to the early 70s. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, or one word. Dick Thomas and Eileen Wilson begins the country segment with a broken down merry-go-round with Sly Oliver and his orchestra, issued in January 1950, followed by Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton performing the classic If Teardrops Were Pennies from June 1973.
Said that you loved me, but it wasn't long till I found that you had me riding a broken down merry-go-round. Sweet kisses you gave me, but soon it was all over town that you had me riding be near.
Love me, my dear, through sorrow and tears.
But all I've left is a brass souvenir.
Instead of a ring made of gold,
my poor heart is breaking. You've made me a fool and a clown, for you had me riding a broken down merry-go-round. A brass souvenir.
Instead of a ring made of gold,
my poor heart is breaking. You've made me a fool and a clown, for you had me riding a broken down merry-go-round.
I'd offer to you a solid gold mansion, an airplane or two.
This whole world would be yours to have and to hold if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
That have fallen won't buy you a thing. The heartaches you've caused me won't pay for a ring.
The love that I wanted would not have grown cold if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
Aren't
any.
And heartaches aren't gold.
American big band musician, arranger, composer and band leader in the swing era, Glenn Miller, begins our vintage track with his theme tune In the Mood, a number one hit in October 1939. While he was travelling to entertain US troops in France during World War II, Miller's aircraft disappeared in bad weather over the English Channel in December 1944. Neither of the occupants was never to be seen again.
Gypsy. I said to her, what do you see? She said, young friend, you're gonna be happy if you'll just believe in me. Gypsy told my fortune, and this is what she said to me. She said, young man, your baby loves you, and I'm happy as can be. La 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 la
she said to me. La 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 la, be leaving the rock and gypsy. La 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 la, that's what she said to me. I gave my dollar to the black-eyed gypsy. She said, my son, you're a lucky boy. Your love is soon gonna tell you a secret. She's gonna fill your heart with joy.
That was the teen angel singer Mark Dinning with his MGM non-chart single The Black Eyed Gypsy, issued in November 1958. In late 1961, his release of What Will My Mary Say failed to reverse his fortunes, although it was later recorded by Johnny Mathis, reaching number 9 for him in February 1963. R&B singer, songwriter, pianist Marv Johnson begins the rock and roll segment with his United Artists London single You Got What It Takes, reaching number 10 on Billboard from November 1959. His next release, I Love the Way You Love, reached number 9 in March 1960. And the hits still just keep on coming.
You got what it takes. Say yes. To satisfy. Yes. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Oh, oh yeah. You got what it takes for me. Now you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. And nature can't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes.
Track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
Over the battlefields of all the great wars since the beginning of time have walked perhaps the bravest heroes of them all, a man known simply by the soldier as the chaplain. And this is a story of but one of the many thousands who gave his life in the service of his God and country.
There's a star-spangled heaven for every soldier boy who fights to keep our country clean and free. So, soldier, trust in Jesus. Let him fill your heart with joy. He'll stand by you throughout eternity. Chaplain, who was stooped and bent with years, was walking o'er the battlefield, his old eyes filled with tears. He was searching for the wounded to try to ease their pain, and for those he knew would never live to rise and fight again. For life for them was over. Earthly cares were done. They had gone to meet their Savior. Their battle had been won. And I couldn't help but notice, as he went from place to place, that each soldier boy had died fighting with a smile upon his face. And I saw him kneel beside each one and slowly breathe a prayer, while the tears were streaming down his face and the wind blew through his hair. And I could hear the big guns booming o'er the hill not too far away. And as I turned to leave him, that's when I heard him say, there's a star-spangled heaven for every soldier boy who fights to keep our country clean and free. So, soldier, trust in Jesus. Let him fill your heart with joy. He'll stand by you throughout eternity. Though days and months and even years have slowly drifted by, and all we have are the memories of our boys who had to die. They're living with their Savior beyond the crystal sea, in a star-spangled heaven throughout eternity.
That was Conway Twitty, born Harold Jenkins, with his MGM single Star Spangled Heaven, the B-side of his number 6 hit Lonely Blue Boy from December 1959. His next release was a Chuck Willis number, What Am I Living For, reaching number 26 on Billboard in April 1960. The Dave Clark 5 will close the show with a Bobby Day number, Over and Over, reaching number 1 on the Billboard, but only number 45 on the UK charts from November 1965. Their follow-up release, Try Too Hard, did not reach the chart in March 1966. Until 6:45 p.m. next week, this has been your host, Albert Chan, signing off. Good night, everyone.